You know when people do like little petty ass shit to feel powerful over you? Like, do you know those moments? Okay, so let me think of some examples. So some examples would be maybe like a girl is like flaunting her stuff right in front of your dude so that they can feel like they've got something on you or whatever. And then like, or maybe somebody snitches on you at work about something that doesn't even matter just to try to get at you. Or maybe, I don't know. I can't think of another example, but you know those moments. Like, you know those moments when you are in them and when you feel them. When you're like, this little mother, like, this person is really doing this right now. Like, why would you do this little petty ass shit? Right. Oh, here's another one. To like write some shit about you on Facebook and not put your name. Like, you know those moments where the fucker puts some shit on Facebook and you're like, that is about me. What? And they didn't call you out. They didn't come say it to you. But they want to feel like they have a little power back in a situation. So they do some shady, petty shit. Okay. I know those situations. Okay. I've been through those situations. And along my journey, like, I've had to learn how to deal with that in a different way. Right? When you're trying to elevate yourself and you're trying to rise into a new way of being, raise your vibration, become a spiritual being instead of a human being, right? You just have to figure out like some new ways to deal with this shit. And it is not easy. Okay. And one of the best lessons that I have learned in dealing with petty ass shit is to let them have it. Cause you know what you wanna do, right? You want to get on the Facebook and be like, look, motherfucker, okay? That shit's about me. Like, we both know that's about me. So why don't you come say that shit to my face? You know, you want to get on there and you want to write all that. Or the girl that's flaunting her stuff, you want to be like, look, whore. Okay. Put it away. Get out of here. You know? Who do you think you are? Whatever's going on, the snitch at work, you want to be like, really? Really? Do you not have a better life? Like, do you not have something else you can do? Do you not have anything else to entertain you in the world but to watch my every move and find things to tell on me for? Are you freaking serious? You know, there's some petty ass shit going on. And you want to respond. You want to respond with your immediate first inclination of anger and frustration and intense emotion, and you want to tell them all about themselves, right? But we can't always do that. We can't always do that. It's inappropriate. And especially, you know, becoming somebody, trying to move into the position where I'm somebody who is an influencer in the world, somebody who inspires other people, a teacher in the world, a healer in the world, somebody that helps other people, somebody who's known for being a life coach, you know what I mean? Like a helper of the world. You can't just do every petty ass thing back, right? You want to, but you can't do it back, okay? So what do you do with all that? What do you do with all that? We have to learn to let it go. Let them have it. Because what are they trying to get? Okay, so they're trying to get their power back. They feel less than for some reason. Less than you. Or they feel power, like their power has been taken from them at some point in their life. So let's take girlfriend, for example, okay? So girl is doing her little flirty stuff in front of your dude trying to get his attention. Okay. Maybe she was abused sexually in her lifetime. And she thinks that that's the only thing she's good for. And so when she is feeling lonely in life or feeling bad about herself, like, she gravitates towards trying to get some male's attention. Okay. That sucks. That sucks for her. Okay. So Let her have it. Let her have that power that she feels like she needs in that moment. You can't save that girl in a day, right? You can't save that girl today, and especially not by being mean to her back. All that it does by responding in a negative way back to something negative is create more negative things. And if you're here to make the world a better place, which I assume that you are, if you're listening to this podcast, you want to be a better person and you want to do your part to make the world better. And you're not going to make the world better by being petty back. But so let her have it. I'm not saying don't stand up for yourself. Like, if you feel like a boundary is being crossed or a line's being crossed and you need to say, hey, like, look, like, that's not appropriate. Like, this is making me uncomfortable. But, you know, to have the outburst or the immediate response that we want to have in anger and frustration isn't going to help the situation. But to have a calm, intelligent response in the energy of understanding and empathy for that person, what they're going through, that can actually create some healing. Having somebody respond to you and your negative behavior in an empathetic and compassionate way, that can squash that energy and actually make them think, oh, I might be doing something bad or hurting somebody's feelings over this. Maybe I should figure out why. But if you get angry, all you're going to do is make girl defensive, and she's going to be like, oh, well, fuck you, you know? So if we can't just pop off with whatever immediate response we want to respond with, right? So what were my other examples? Okay, so snitching on you at work, right? That doesn't help anything to be like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Don't you have anything better to do in your life? You know, might be our immediate response we want to say. But how about if they have something to snitch on you about, then don't do that thing anymore. Maybe you should stop doing things that they could snitch on you for, okay? Secondly, if it's something that's, you know, harmless or whatever, then go to that person and say, hey, why do you feel like the need to come and, you know, why don't you feel the need to come and talk to me first? You know, if I'm doing something that you feel like is out of line, like, maybe I don't know, maybe we can handle it amongst ourselves. Like, I would really appreciate it and feel more respected if you would come to me. Like, that would feel so much better, and it makes me feel like you and I don't have as good of a relationship as I thought that we did when you feel the need to go to the supervisor first. I felt like maybe we had a strong enough bond to just handle that between you and I if I was doing something that you felt like was wrong. That might actually result in a stronger connection with that person. Maybe they'll be on your side instead of feeling like that you're somebody they have to, you know, protect the company or themselves against, right? So, what was my other example? Oh, I forgot now. But whatever it was. So, we can't always respond. Oh, Facebook. It was Facebook. Okay. So instead of going at them and typing a bunch of stuff on there about, we both know this is about me and da da da, once you say it to my face, you know, why don't you just let them have it? Okay. If that made them feel better, to put that on there, like they were able to get out what they wanted to say, that they didn't feel powerful enough to say to you, just let them have it. Go on with your day. Is it really hurting your life so much that there's a Facebook post floating around in the ethos that is about you and nobody really knows it's about you except for you and them? Who cares? Who cares? And then if you do feel the need to respond or stand up for yourself, then there's other ways to do it, right? Like we've been talking about. You can go to that person and say, hey, like, I was scrolling, I saw your post, like, I really felt like that was maybe about me. And if it is about me and you feel that strongly, like, well, maybe we should talk about it and work it out. You know, like, let's go to that person. Let's not fight fire with fire because it doesn't put it out, right? Let's fight fire with water which is a neutral, calm, flowy energy that might actually bring some kind of real resolution to that situation. So I'm hoping that's making sense. So that's a powerful energy, okay? When somebody does something like that, that feels spiteful, that feels negative, that feels petty, it is a powerful energy. But it's not real power. It's not real personal power energy. What it is an attempt at feeling powerful in an incorrect way. It's a misuse of other powers to attempt to feel like you have personal power. So when somebody does something like that to me, I'm like, oh, well, that sucks, because they must feel powerless. And I don't want them to feel like that. I don't want anybody to feel like that. So at first, I just let them have it. Let them have it. Okay, they felt the need to go to these lengths to feel some kind of power. They must really need some personal power. So I empathize with them. That sucks for them. And then I just let them have it. Okay, that's the okay. Take your power. Take it. It's okay. And because I know it's not a real power. It's not a real sense of personal power that comes from knowing your worth. You know what I mean? It comes from a different place. And so I just let them have it. And then I ask myself that question. Can I go on with my life without having responded to this verbally in some way? Can I let it the fuck go and move on with my life? Or will it bother me? Because if it's going to bother me and stay floating around in my mind or be up in my brain when I'm trying to lay down and go to sleep and interrupt my rest and my peace, then yeah, I need to respond. But if I can honestly say to myself, girl, you could just let that go, move on with your life, and never look back, and it would never, ever affect your future in any kind of negative way, then that is the route you need to take. You need to go on with your life and leave the petty shit alone. Don't respond. Don't snap back. Don't any of that. You can do it. I promise. It's like not that hard. We have to learn to think before we do things, and it's so hard, you know, it's so hard at first, but it becomes so natural, it becomes such a habit that you can do all of those kind of intense thought processes in like the blink of an eye and then go, eh, nope. And then you can just call it out when you see it immediately. As soon as if somebody writes some shit about me on Facebook that I know is about me, I'm just like, okay, whatever. I'm going to go on with my life. So it doesn't bother me. It doesn't hurt my feelings. And if the relationship, so that's where it come, that's where you come to. Okay. So when I am doing that thing where I'm like, okay, is this something that I need to respond to in order to feel okay with myself at the end of the day? Then I ask myself, like, about the relationship. Where is that person, you know, in your hierarchy of relationships? How close are you to that person? Can you, you know, are you going to see them again in a year? You know, if I'm not even going to see you in person in the next year, it's probably not worth it. If I have no, like, desire to go hang out with you for real in real life, I'm just gonna let it go. If I don't, and then there's people, if you don't know them at all, 100% it is not worth it. 100% is not worth it. I will see people having these whole entire conversations with people on the internet, arguing back and forth with people that they don't even know. They've never seen their actual face. in the flesh in real life. And you're going to sit here and argue with them. And there's really no point in that. There's no sense. It's absolutely fucking bonkers. Don't do that. Don't be that person. You don't have to be that person. You can be the person who lets it go. You can be the person that's like, that is literally not worth my time and energy because I have so much important shit to do in the world that I want to reserve my energy resources for the stuff that matters. There's so much stuff that matters. Like, I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to love my family. I have to do my, you know, I have to do a therapy session tomorrow. I've got that self-help book that I've been reading that I really would like to be able to read in peace. I got to clean my house, man. I don't have time. I don't have the energy to waste on an argument with somebody on the internet that I don't know in another country or something. So you really don't have to do that. And if you feel the need to do that, let's figure out why you don't have that ability to just let it go. Why is it so important to you? Because if it's like, oh, well, they're going to think, you know, it's normally about, well, that person's going to think I'm whatever. That person is going to think they won the conversation. They will feel, what, powerful over you? They'll feel like they have some kind of thing over you. Let them have it. Let them have it. They can have it. If that's the thing that makes them feel powerful, let them have it. Okay, what's the worst thing that's going to happen from that? Somebody in another state or whatever thinks they won an argument with a person they don't know? Sweet. I'm glad for them. They can go the rest of their entire life being like, oh yeah, remember that time I won that argument with that person? They just never wrote back because I said such a good thing. Ooh, okay. Have fun with that. I'm going to go on with my life knowing that I had peace that night. I let it go. I did the real power thing because that's real power. When you have that ability to look at your situation and go, it is not worth it. I'm worth more than that. My time is worth more than that. My energy is worth more than that. I have more important, relevant things to do in the world and in my life than to partake in petty arguments for no reason. That is a real source of power. And that's the kind of power that I would like my audience, I suggest to my audience to buy into, to seek, to work to have. And it's a calming power. The other kinds of power, you know, that you're getting from all the petty stuff and the arguments, what happens is like it just causes more frustration. It causes more chaos. Okay. So they're both types of power. They're both feelings of power, but one causes chaos and the other causes peace. So we want the kind of power that results in peace. So that's something too that you can always ask yourself. If I exert myself in this way, if I exert my power or use this type of power, what will my end result be? Will it be chaos? Will it be frustration? What if I use this other type of power? What will that result in? Will I feel peaceful? Will I feel calm? And we want to go with the one that feels like calm, because that's a higher vibratory state of being. The things that result in peace are higher vibe. So let it the fuck go. Whatever the petty ass shit is, let it go. And then make that judgment call. Is it something that you need to find a way to respond to? If it is, there's a better way. You don't have to fucking pop off at the mouth. Like, you don't have to just go on rants on the internet. You don't have to say anything that mean or petty back. It's time to start letting that shit go. I love you guys. I'm gonna go do some different work. Thanks for listening, and I want to let you know that you can find me at I Am Rock Hill on all of the stuff. I'm like literally on every social media. I do some fun TikToks and stuff like that. And you can catch me at www.iamrockhill.com to check out all of my stuff. And this podcast today was sponsored by my I Am Rock Hill Academy. Thank you to everybody who has been purchasing courses. You make it possible for me to do awesome stuff like this, where I deliver free, helpful content to people all over the world. And I love you guys. Bye.